Welcome, everybody. Shir number 845, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of our Siman Reish Ches. We're trying to go through the various different halachas. There are many, many extremely important. All halachas are important, but very negel, dikalamais, if you want to call they a lot of practical applications which come out of the various different halachas brought down in Siman Reish Ches. That's why it's taking a little bit of a longer time. But we're trying to cover as much ground as we could with practical applications, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. So in Siman Reish Ches, again, just jumping around a little bit, because we want to see little bits here, little bits there. So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Sif Yud Gimel, says a very important thing. Somebody actually asks, you're eating grapes, person's eating grapes, right? They're eating fruits from the Shivas Aminim, whereby they're going to require the bracha of Al Ho'etz, the bracha of the after bracha on fruits from the Shivas Aminim. Let's say, for example, somebody eats grapes and they eat the right amount. We're not getting into all that again. We spoke about that in the past. But they eat the right amount, let's say, and so not have to make a bracha. You don't make a ber nefashos on grapes. You're going to make a al ho'etz val pri ho'etz, right? So now, but the question is, so that's not what we're trying to bring out today. But the question is today, good, I'm eating my grapes. I ate a whole bunch of grapes, enough to make an al ho'etz, to make an after bracha. But I'm also eating other fruits. I'm eating an apple, right? I'm eating an orange also. Person sits down and they're going to eat quite a number of fruits. And in there is the grapes and other fruits too. So the al ho'etz I have to make, and I have to make a ber nefashos. But maybe we're going to say that I make only the al ho'etz, and the al ho'etz will cover all the other fruits. Okay. What about if I'm eating vegetables, right? I ate tomatoes. Let's say I ate tomatoes. Good. I ate the grapes. I'm going to make my al ho'etz, and I ate some tomatoes. Tomatoes, I have to make a ber nefashos. Would that be good? I ate an apple, I ate an orange. That's not from the Shivas Aminim. As we know, apple and orange are not from the fruits whereby you make an aloeids. If somebody eats an apple, right, you eat a full apple, finish, you make a ber nefashos. Of course, as long as you ate it the right amount of time, you make a ber nefashos. What about if somebody drank fruit juices? Let's say I drank apple juice, regular plain apple juice, in which case you would make a ber nefashos. Would that fall under the aloeids also? And what about all other fruits? All other foods. I ate some meat. I ate some kugel, you know, or something like that, whereby the after brach will be a ber nefashos. In the case in time, kugel, let's say potato kugel or whatever the case is. Okay. So that's the question now. How do we work this? How do we look at it? Okay, so number one, we established the fact that you make an al ho'etz on grapes, assuming a person ate the right amount. So now the question is, so says the Mechaber, interesting halacha, that im ochal peres meshivas haminim, somebody ate the fruits from the shivas haminim, for ochal, in which case they have to make the after bracha would be al ho'etz, right? They ate the right amount. It has to be al ho'etz. But ochal tapuchim, they also ate some apples, right? They ate an apple. So what do I do? So ein sarach tells us the mechaber straight up halacha. Ein sarach levarach al hatapuchim ber nefashos. In that case, you would not, and you ate it at the same time. Obviously, you would not make a ein sarach levarach al hatapuchim ber nefashos. One would not make a ber nefashos on the apple. Why? Shigam heim bechalal birchas aloeitz. Because of the fact when somebody makes a al ho'etz, val pri ho'etz, they make the after bracha of al ho'etz on the grapes. I'm just giving an example. It could be with other one of the shivas aminim also. Right? So now he says, shigam heim, the grapes is a very popular thing. That's why that's something that people eat all the time. Shigam heim bechalal birchas aloeitz. It fall under the apple, would also fall under the after bracha. Shigam heim bepri ho'etz. I'm sorry. Shigam heim pri ho'etz heim. It's also from the pri. It's also from the fruit. It's sort of like the same family as the grapes, but it's not, has a different after bracha. Okay, it's very similar. Let's put it like that. Avol im ochal tapuchim. Oh, but now the question is, if somebody was eating good, I ate the grapes, I have to make aloeids. And I'm eating tapuchim. I'm eating also the apples. Vishosa yayin. And now I drank wine, right? Or I drank grape juice. And I drank enough whereby I have to make a al hagefen va priya gefen. Sorech levarech bar nefashes. Then one, again, you're not eating grapes. A different case again. Well, I'm eating an apple and I'm drinking wine. Forget the grapes for now. We'll get back to that. But I'm eating an apple and I'm drinking wine. So says the Mechaber, then v'shosa yayin, sorech levarech bar nefashes. One would have to make a bar nefashes al hatapuchim on the apples. In that case, it's only over there whereby you're making an alho eitz on the grapes, whereby it would cover something. The shivas aminim, you're making alho eitz, it will cover the apple. But if you're drinking wine and you're making even though it's a bracha achas mein shalish, as we know, right? You make ala gefen val priya gefen, right? Amazonas, you make ala michya val kalkola, whatever the nusach is over there. But you make an ala michya amazonos on the fruits from the shivas aminim. You're making a ala weights val priya weights, and on wine and grape juice, we make ala gefen val priya gefen. And we'll see, there's different nischoy. Sometimes one could still be yotze, but that's what you make. So now let's say I'm eating I drank some wine and I ate an apple. So that would not help. The al hagefen val priya gefen would not help. One would still have to make a bernefashes on the apple. And now he finishes off. A kol shekeinim ochel bosar a priya adama. So the Mechaba says, the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight. Again, all I'm found in Alusim in Reish Ches, Sif Yud Gimel. A kol shekeinim ochel bosar. Definitely, if somebody ate meat, a priya adama, or they ate vegetables, v'shasa yayin, right? And of course, and they drank wine or whatever, ayochel mishivas aminim, or even if they ate from the shivas aminim, they ate their grapes, right? They have to make aloate. So, but you also ate meat, or you ate vegetables, right? I ate a potato. Right, for shasa yayin, whether I drank wine or yochel mishivas aminim, or I ate from the shivas aminim, we'll have to make al hagefen or a al ha'etz. It wouldn't help. Shetzarich levarech al achas ve'echas. Person would have to make a bernefashes on the meat and on the vegetables and so on. For who had dinner machal bosa v'dogim? Obviously, if somebody ate meat and fish or whatever the case was, v'ochel mechameshes aminim ein berchas al hamichya. And person, let's say, ate cake, right? I ate cake and I ate meat and I ate fish or whatever, different times, whatever. We're not getting into all that, but I'm making al hamichya. Will that cover the chicken? Will my al hamichya on that I make on the cake cover the fish? I'm at a kiddush. I have to make an al hamichya on the cake and cookies. Does that cover the piece of gefilte fish that I ate? No. Ein berchus al hamichya. The al hamichya won't cover. Ein berchus al hamichya beteres es habosor ve es hadogan. It's not going to cover the meat and the fish. You would have to make a separate burner fashas on that. Okay, we'll continue next time, just finishing off some of these very important halachas. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rocha Koltuv.